Apple is investing $1 billion in a Chinese ride-hailing startup. It's called Didi. Apple's backing is a blow to Uber, which is trying to grow in China. Didi has grown. It's serving about 300 million users across the country. It handles more than 11 million rides a day. For a look at what this investment means, we're slowing down to pick up Mike Regan, who's a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. Front seat, Mike.
How you doing?
So why has Apple decided to back a Chinese company? Because it's likely Uber would have said yes to the money.
That's true. That's probably true. Well, Apple has $200 billion in cash sitting on its books, and it really just needs to find innovative ways to spend it in order to keep up with the keep growing the way it's growing. It's grown traditionally in the past. And China is obviously one of the largest, I think it is the largest mobile phone market in the world. And this tie-up also allows Apple to sort of ally itself with some of the biggest internet firms in China, namely Alibaba and Tencent, which also have both backed Didi. So those are a handful of the many reasons why this seems like a good idea for Apple.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, why would Apple be looking to branch out into other areas aside from computers and smartphones?
Well, you know, they've had tremendous growth, obviously, with both, you know, the iPhone and the iMacs and the iPods before the iPhone. But there are signs that that growth is petering out. Last quarter, Apple posted its first drop in sales in many years. There's concerns that the cell phone market is getting close to a saturation point and that the big blockbuster growth of past years won't continue. So it's wise for them to take all that cash they have and look at other growth areas that they can get involved in.
So what can you tell us about how Didi's business model in China compares to Uber's?
They're very similar services. Didi is actually a lot bigger in China than Uber is. They're in about 400 Chinese cities, 300 million users. And Uber is in roughly about a quarter of that many cities.
And is this simply that Didi got there first? It's a Chinese company?
Yeah, it's that. And China, the government and their regulations tend to support homegrown companies more than foreign companies coming in to compete with them. And that's also a big rationale for Apple to do this is because they want to be seen in China as a supporter of local companies and not this foreign competitor. And recently, Apple had its iBooks and iTunes services shut down in China. So a lot of people are viewing this as a sort of a way for Apple to ingratiate itself with the communist government so that there's less friction for it doing business in China.
All right. So China, big on bikes for a long time, more private cars now, and now another ride-sharing service, Uber, and as we said, Didi, which is being backed by Apple to the tune of $1 billion. Mike Regan, a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly on Apple's $1 billion investment in China. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.